33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. There's been a lot of conversation this year about whether or not social media platforms should do more to police themselves. Stop and think about this for just a moment. How do you think Google and Facebook keep images of graphic violence and sexual crimes off their platforms? Well, they actually, like other tech giants, employ content moderators who spend their days sifting through posts containing things like shootings, beheadings, child abuse, and a whole lot more awful stuff. And they're trying to remove the worst of what they come across. But as you might imagine, this work takes a heavy toll on those who do it, including YouTube moderators who work right here in the Texas capital city. Casey Newton is the Silicon Valley editor for The Verge, where he's been writing about social media companies employing contractors to flag violent and extreme content on their sites. Casey, welcome to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be here, David.
Earlier this year, you wrote about some contractors working for a company called Cognizant. Facebook hires them to moderate violent content and the impact it has on folks who spend hours viewing this material. This time, you focused on another contractor somewhat closer to our home. Is that correct?
That's right. I wrote about a site that is in Austin that is run by the company Accenture. And so I got to spend a good amount of time in Austin this year meeting the folks who work at that site.
What was it that those employees were looking for? And just to be clear, they're employees of Accenture and not Google, right?
That's right. Although the boundaries get blurry, you know, everyone who works at that site gets a Google.com email address, and these jobs only exist because Google, you know, hired Accenture to hire these people for them. But the folks that I spoke with just had a lot of concerns about the long-term impact of doing the work that they're doing. I spoke to a group who works on what they call the VEQ, VE standing for violent extremism. And every day they have to watch 120 videos over 5 hours that are suspected of containing graphic violence. And many of them, as you might imagine, are starting to experience mental health problems as a result.
Back up for just a minute. When they are working on this VE team, are they working together, say, in a single room, or are they doing this on their own in their own, you know, apartments and that kind of thing? How would you describe that workplace setting?
So it's built like a call center, and it's essentially shift work. So these folks show up for their shift. They have to put all of their personal belongings into lockers. They're not allowed to bring their phones or anything onto what they call the production floor. They sit down at a workstation, and they log on. They put on their headphones, and then they just start looking at violent content for 5 hours.
Is there uniformity when it comes to how they describe what it is that they do? I mean, in other words, do some people say, you know, it's not a great job, but I like it good enough. I mean, it pays well enough, that kind of thing. Or do you hear something sort of more uniformly about the conditions of having to, you know, watch these videos?
I have talked to people who say exactly what you just said. You know, not the greatest job in the world, but I get by. At the same time, I have talked to an increasing number of people who are very worried about how the job changed their personality. I've talked with people who have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. One thing that I have found is that when you're doing this work, you never know when it is going to be the moment that you see the thing that you can't unsee, right? You never know what is going to be the thing that haunts you forever until it's too late. And I think that is one of the sort of core challenges, you know, as human beings, most of us are sensitive souls at some level. And so there's just, I think in many, many cases, going to be a moment where folks see something and it starts to create a lot of problems for them.
You know, I was just thinking about what sort of workplace protections exist for workers in this sort of situation, because this does seem to be extraordinary and you're exposed to a kind of violence that seems to be rare in the workplace.
Yeah, you know, an analogy I sometimes like to use is police officers, right? In a lot of ways, these folks are police officers of the internet. But, you know, you think about maybe you're a homicide detective. Most days, let's assume you're not going to see more than one crime scene a day, right? But if you're a content moderator, you are effectively teleporting between 120 crime scenes a day, right? And so in a way, you're actually seeing radically more violence and disturbing things than even a police officer does. But, you know, unlike police officers, who we all pay for through our tax dollars and who we give pensions, these folks tend to be paid on the low end of the scale, you know, making money that is similar to what a janitor might make, for example. So there's just kind of a real inequality there that I'm hoping more folks start to pay attention to.
Casey Newton reports on Silicon Valley for The Verge. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Casey, this is fascinating. Thanks so much, so very much for taking time to speak with us on The Texas Standard.
I really appreciate you having me on.